is coming. Between light and darkness. Will you bow down to the darkness? Or will you fight?
Somebody new, it always winds up feeling more like a job interview. My mama used to wonder if she'd ever meet someone who wouldn't find out about me and then turn around and run. I met the man I call my dad when I was 5 years old. Took my mom out to a movie, and for once I got to go. A few months later, I remember lying there in bed. I overheard him pop the question, and I prayed that she'd say yes. And then, all of a sudden, oh, it seemed so strange to me how we went from something's missing to family. Looking back, all I can say about all the things he did for me. I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. Now my wife, about 3 years ago, we had a perfect marriage, but we wanted something more. Now here I stand, surrounded by our family and friends, crowded round the nursery window as they bring the baby in. And now, all of a sudden, seems so strange to me how we've gone from something's missing to family. Looking through the glass, I think about the man standing next to me. And I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't. Looking back, all I can say about all the things he did for me. I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. Yeah, I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. 'Cause he didn't have to be. You know he didn't have to be.
I'm Cope Reynolds, and welcome to The Shooting Bench, the most radical, right-wing, conservative, no-holds-barred, information-packed, freedom-loving firearms information program on talk radio, beginning right now.
All right. Fight, and you may die. Run, and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your beds, many years from now, would you be willing to train all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
All right, here we are. It is that time again. Let me get my mic down here where you can hear me. That ought to be better. Welcome to the Shooting Bench, 31st of July, last day of July, meaning tomorrow is August. I say it every year, and every year it gets worse, how fast time is going. I can't even believe school is starting again here in a couple of days, and seems like it was just out. It seems like my kids were toddlers just, months ago. Unbelievable how fast it's moving. But it is what it is. Not a whole lot we can do about it. Just like the rain, I guess. Do like they do in China. Just let it rain. That's about all we can do. So let me bounce over here to the chat room and see what's going on here. It didn't look like we had a whole lot of people in there to start with, but and Tebow's joined us, Yakima Glock, Nan's listening, she's not on the chat room. Mountain Shooter's in there, 5x5, thank you for that. Got a couple of anonymous there, so Pumpkin Cat will be back in a little bit, I'm sure. So, while we got this going, I got an idea. Stand by, have a little bit of dead air, just a second. Very little. I'm back. I had to get a fan going here. My goodness, it's hot and humid. It's been raining. And when it gets hot and raining at the same time, it gets humid and ugly. So here's what's going to happen, or here's what may happen. And this is going to depend largely on your feedback. So don't just listen to me talk here and don't say anything about it. If it'll affect your schedule and your timing and stuff, then say something, because we're going to make a decision with or without your input, and I would rather have everyone's input. And this goes for the podcast people and those that are streaming it in other places. So with Mother Earth gone, we've got some time slots opened up. I never did. Of course, I could boot them around however I want to, but I didn't want to. I wanted to, that's the time that they chose, and that's what I wanted them to do. So with some time slots open, I'm looking at possibly moving back an hour, going back to 8 o'clock. Now, what I'm not going to do, I'm not going to change times, twice a year like everybody else does. So if I move back an hour, it'll be 8 o'clock, or it'll be 8 o'clock in Pacific time half the year, and it'll be 7 o'clock the other half the year. So it'll be, or 7 and 8, 6, or whatever in the hell it is, I don't know. But Arizona doesn't change time, so I'm not going to change time either. So if I back it up an hour, it'll be starting at 8 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. Arizona time. It's Mountain Standard Time here 12 months out of the year, so that's just what we do. The rest of you need to catch up with the times here and do the same thing. And you probably could. It's like any other issue. Any other issue. Gun control, abortion, illegal immigration, taxes, whatever. If this is important to you, and if it affects your life and affects your business and affects you, whatever about your health and well-being here, get with your legislators and get it changed. It's not a federal thing. Every state in the union can get rid of daylight savings time if you just would. But you've got to let people know what you want. Insist that you stick with one time or the other. You don't get rid of the daylight savings time. Barry Goldwater did that for Arizona, and it's been that way ever since. Indiana is got some areas there that doesn't change. So, same thing. Get on them. Let them know what you want. So, I'm going to get with the tinker, and we're going to find out what's available and what all mom had and how it's going to affect concreting and the tinker and Doc and everybody else here. I don't want to inconvenience the other hosts. I just want to fill some earlier slots that Mother Earth left vacant, and that would really help the people out on the East Coast. So we lose people. We lose Pumpkin Cat early sometimes. Tebow hangs in there with us. Of course, he don't have a whole lot else to do besides sit out there and sunbathe and do rallies and stuff. So, and he does a damn good job of it, I'll tell you that. But, we lose some of the East Coast people. It just gets too late. It gets to be 1 o'clock in the morning in the back there at some certain times of the year. And it's just too much. So if we can make it a little easier and keep some of those listeners on. Yakima Glock, that would be awesome. Yeah, stay with it. Get a bunch of people up there that get involved and do things. Get them involved. Make them do it. It's stupid. It's just dumb. This daylight savings time crap is just dumb. So see if you can get it changed. But anyway, I want to know what y'all think. It may not have too big of an impact on the Pacific time zone people. It will have an impact on the East Coast. I don't know why they don't call it Atlantic time. They have Pacific time. How come it's not Atlantic time? Why is it the Midwest anyway when it's really the Mideast? Why is Ohio the Midwest? It ain't got near a damn thing to do with the West. It's west of the ocean, of the Atlantic Ocean. It's west of Maine, but it ain't the Midwest. I don't get it. Never did get it. Never will get it. They need to change that too. So, anyway. So, I want to hear from you. I want to see what you think. I'm going to take a little poll here and see how it's going to affect everybody and see if we want to move up a little earlier. I can't go any earlier than 8. I've just got, like I said, when you're doing this for free, I just can't afford to, especially in the summer. In the winter, I might be able to. But I just can't afford to can't be consistent enough to be here that early. You know, when it don't get dark till 8 or 8:30, we're usually doing other things, especially on Fridays. So it'd be really hard to do Liberty Lounge on Friday if I went to 7 o'clock. We did 7 o'clock for a long time. But, you know, I had the shop going and wasn't doing, other things outside of that too much. So it was a little bit easier. So let me know what you think. Yakima Glock says you're good either way. So I appreciate that. Let's move on. I'm actually on the wrong page here. Let me move over here. Where am I? Am I lost? No, it's not there. Got one other option. Okay, there it is. Very good. Yakima Glock, you got old Long Slide 45, or long is Long Slide 45? Long Slide, anyway. He turned me on to Brew Baker Arms when they had the advertisement up there wanting people to write for them. And the way I read it in the beginning, they wanted a person to write. And evidently they wanted several. So and that's fine, too. And so if you go to brewbakerarms.com and go to a page called We the People, that is their blog. And they've asked me to write several things. As a matter of fact, just to blow my own horn here just a little bit, If you look at the number of views and the readings and the likes and stuff on there, my articles, every one of them except for one, is quite a bit ahead of most of the rest of them. So I want to thank Longslide for getting us involved in that. Hey, Nan made it in there. Good, okay, we got another vote there. Sounds all good. Does sounds all good mean either way, or does it mean going earlier, or does it mean, what does that mean, sounds all good? So enlighten me with your wisdom. So anyhow, Brubaker Arms has and Desert Rat just joined us. Didn't see you pop in there. Glad to see you, brother. Brubaker Arms does a lot of custom gun work, makes some really nice rifles, do some really nice work there. So if you're interested in that kind of thing or looking for somebody to do some work for you, Brubaker Arms would be the one to holler. They're supporting us and helping us there with a little bit of publicity by putting the blogs up. So it's been good. You know, they're let's see. Let me check and see. We had a bunch of people pop in here all of a sudden. Let me see who that is. That's more anonymous there. Okay. All right, let's move on. Podcast people, I want to hear from you too. Email theshootingbench@live.com. Or thank you, Mountain Shooter, I needed that. The shooting bench at live.com. That's the one where I'll be checking your opinions here. A lot of you have my phone number. You can text me, you can email, you can put it on the chat room here, whatever, and see. But I'll be looking to change it. I'm not going to change until, we're going to get a whole new format put together. And, today was the deadline for just dropping the show all together. And we got a lot of feedback out of that and got some other help out of it. So we're going to continue just like we've been doing here without any interruption. And, they do, Yakima Glock. He said they do some beautiful restoration work. They really do. They make some nice, nice stuff. So when I get a new format and figure out what we're going to do, whatever days of the week and what hours and all that stuff, then I'll set a date on when that's going to happen. So nothing's going to happen right now till we hear from everybody and get with the tinker and see how much juggling we can do, how much leeway we have without interrupting any of the other, inconveniencing any of the other hosts. So I'll let you know when that happens. So the about that, I still got the wrong page. So let's go. No, let's don't go to that one. Let's don't go to that one. I think this is it. By golly, I think we've done it. Confederate Railroad, I think this is the third time. I know it's the second time in a month that they have been, second time this month, not in a month. It is a month because this is the 31st. So, but another fair has canceled. This was as of 8 hours ago. This is not an old story. Another fair has canceled Confederate Railroad because of their name. We have got to get over this. My word. This racism thing is killing me. Speaking of which, we have... let me finish this first. This was in New York. The Drop the Band was supposed to be playing August 1st, starting tomorrow. And they announced the cancellation 6 days ago. So, second time in a month that they've been kicked out because of their name, which is just childish and ridiculous to me. It's just a bunch of snot-nosed little punks is what it is. It pisses me off. But speaking of racism, you may have heard me talk a time or two about Walt Blackman. Walt Blackman is a black man. I'm not sure if the name has anything to do with that, but he's a constitutional conservative, great guy, really, really good guy, combat vet, and he is up for re-election right now. He's running for running his re-election campaign, and he's married to a white woman, and a very, very sweet gal, and he's got sweet kids. I mean, they're just the what would you call it, the epitome of the American family. They're just awesome people. And the only thing that's different from what you would see on some of the old TV commercials and stuff like that of the American family is that it is a biracial family. And because of that, and because he's running for, as a Republican, of course, if he was a Democrat, nobody would say anything, but he's running as a Republican, and they are, the stuff that they say, the emails that they get, the phone calls that they get, the stuff on Facebook that they see, they're just attacking them endlessly because she's white, very pretty, and he's black, and they're just not happy with that. He is the single best legislator, I think, that this state has to offer, at least as far as the House of Representatives goes. We've got another one coming up pretty soon, Chris Taylor. He's just like him, except he's white. But they're two peas in a pod. They're both combat vets. They're both very strong, on the Constitution. And neither one of them puts up with any crap. They're good guys. I like both of them a lot. And we have a state legislator, a state senator here locally that, you know, while we're kind of running in the same crowd with these other two I was talking about, she has just gotten some threats as of, I think, today, or maybe yesterday, I think, because she said something to the effect of talking about places in America, and particularly in places in Arizona, talking about them looking like third world countries or something like that. I don't remember word for word, but it was something along those lines. And so she's a racist for saying that, and she has caught everlasting hell over it. And some of the everlasting hell that she's caught includes death threats. So we're working on trying to track down some people and get some action taken on this. There are some other things that go along with that I can't share right now, but I may be able to later. So, hey, Dan, I saw that. Let's see here. Checking the chat room again here. We've had some people pop out, pop in. All right, let's move on. We've wasted enough time. You know what? One of the things that I'm going to do is something that I've told you I was going to do before, once in a while, and that's to throw a song in once in a while again and catch my breath, which is also the reason why we don't take sponsors and paid advertising. That's the reason you guys need to try to keep up with a donation here and there to keep the servers up and everything, because we will either have to get a lot of sponsors and start making money so that we can pay. If we get sponsors of any kind and they are paying for a service and we play some of this other music, then we're going to be hit with trademark violations or infraction, whatever you call it. So, hey, that's a good idea. We will. Yeah. So if we get the paid advertising, we'll also have to start paying for some of the music that we play, a lot of the music that we play. So it's just not going to work out. Plus, like I said, I don't want to be neutered. I don't want to be have them, you know, they don't like what I say and they pull their advertising. Well, how about let's just don't start it to begin with, and I don't give a damn what you like, what you think. So that's the way that works. So anyway, since that's what we're going to start doing, we're going to start doing it right now.
I'll be back.
Sometimes her morning coffee is way too strong. And sometimes what she says all wrong. But right or wrong, she's there beside me, like only a friend would be. And that's close enough to perfect for me. She's been known to wear her pants too tight, and drinking puts her out just like a light. Heaven knows she's not an angel, but she'd really like to be, and that's close enough to perfect for me. Kisses me each morning and smiles a sleepy smile. She don't have to say it, I can see it in her eyes. Don't you worry about my woman or what you think she ought to be. She's close enough to perfect for me. Sometimes she gets down and starts to cry, but then again a lady has arrived. She's everything I've ever wanted, she's all I'll ever need. She's close enough to perfect for me. She kisses me each morning and smiles a sleepy smile. She don't have to say it, I can see it in her eyes. Don't you worry about my woman or what you think she ought to be. She's close enough to perfect for me.
Okay, let's get back into it here. Let me get my stories in order. There we go. You know, we have talked about this numerous times, and it was one of the things that caused me to move out of Wyoming. And, of course, that was more volcano-related, but, you know, overall, it's still basically the same thing, or the same results, anyway. And we've talked about this forever, ever since I can remember. We've talked about, you know, the San Andreas Fault, you know, and this, that, and the other thing happening in California and killing all these people. And is a very few years ago, they talked about a mega quake in the Pacific Northwest that could kill as many as 13,000 people. And this the map that they have on this shows kind of splitting right down. I don't know what fault it is or whose fault it is or whatever. But it splits right about down the middle of Washington and Oregon and kind of gets about two-thirds the way into California and goes quite a ways down the coast. And I don't know what their latest status of that is, but it's just one more thing. And I've said for a long time, the Lord's going to come back one of these days, and there's things going to happen that's going to be unavoidable and pretty catastrophic from some viewpoints. But I got some more on that. We'll talk about another time, not tonight. But one of the things that we have problems with frequently on Facebook and even in real life and everywhere else is people bashing cops, in general. And you know what? It's hard to, you cannot ignore the frequency in which a lot of these attacks on civilians and whatnot are happening. And the abuse and the corruption and everything that's happening with a lot of these. But it's just not all cops. It's getting more frequent, and there's getting to be, certainly more of them, but it's not all of them. And this crap has got to stop. But it doesn't help any when we have, thank you, Tebow. Appreciate that. I'm going to get over, I didn't know if you was going to send me an invite to that, or if you just want me to go join again. I don't know if I can join again after getting out of it, so I'll check it out after the show and see if I can get back in there. So, but here's one of many, but this one just came to light here yesterday, where some new evidence has been found in a no-knock raid in Houston, Texas, where a couple was killed. And the family has hired independent investigators in there to find out just what went on. Because these people have never been charged with anything. They had a perfectly squeaky clean record. They had nothing in the home that they weren't supposed to have. I mean, what happened was they got the wrong house. They got or the wrong information that they had. And no body cams to record anything. So this independent investigating outfit has found a great many discrepancies in the official investigation, in some of the things that were said and some of the things that were documented that shouldn't have been and shouldn't have been documented that should have been and weren't or were and should have been, whatever. And so they've caught them in a quite a number of lies, going back to, most all of the officers that were involved in this, who, by the way, have recently retired to avoid prosecution. Now, I don't know how retiring avoids prosecution. If they did it, they did it, whether they're retired or not. But this goes deep into the department. These investigators have also invited the Texas Rangers and Harris County Institute for Forensic Science to attend this investigation, and both of them have declined. The findings of this investigation were released in May of this year, and a week ago, the family attorney presented the findings of this investigation. So, like I said, this couple had no criminal records at all. They lived in their home for 20 years. They were married for the same 20 years. And this whole thing is just sickening to me. But again, all cops didn't do this. Now, I know how Houston cops are. I lived in Houston. They were bad in the 70s when I was there. And I'm sure they've gotten progressively worse. But it doesn't mean that every cop in Houston is that way. It doesn't mean that every cop in the country is that way. It means that there's a handful of them that need to be disciplined heavily, aggressively. So this is just one instance. There's been, now in this guy's favor, I'll say that, they said that the girl, the wife, was attempting to take a shotgun from a wounded officer. She was shot and killed. And it wasn't clear in the investigation if she ever even touched the shotgun. That's just what they claimed. The Independent report says that she was killed by bullets fired through the wall where the person firing could not have seen her. Now, from what I understand here after reading this story, they said the first thing they did was walk in, they killed the dog. The dog, you know, people knew the dog. He was still 15 feet from the door. They claimed he was charging. And so the very first thing they did was shot the dog. I think they do that as a psychological deal. It starts breaking people down and infuriating them and causing them to make bad decisions and whatever right off the bat. But at any rate, there's a whole lot of discrepancies in this story. And it's going to be interesting to follow and see what happens. Of course, the family is going after, you know, just like the Finnegan family. They're trying to sue the department and several other outfits here. The independent investigators also found a couple of teeth and several other things here that the official investigation didn't announce or didn't document. It didn't pick up and take as evidence or anything like that. Independent people said they left 10 bullets behind. Now, by 10 bullets, I don't know if they're talking about shell casings or bullets that they found in the wall or whatever. They said of the last 109 cases where this one officer swore out search warrants, all of them made claims of guns, but no core guns were recorded in 100% of those cases. That's the kind of people they're dealing with there. That's the kind of people that need to have aggressive, no-nonsense discipline or disciplinary measures of some kind, like jail or execution if they're found to be guilty of killing these people or whatever. Anyway, I don't approve.
The Liberty Lounge, brought to you every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Listen to classic country music in the Liberty Lounge to help you end your week on a pleasant note. We'll have sad songs.
I go out walking after midnight.
Happy songs.
I'm the happiest girl in the whole USA.
Patriotic songs.
There's a star spangled banner waving somewhere in a distant land so many miles away.
Songs of tragedy.
Two little boys and an old family dog by the banks of a stream said one day.
Love songs.
Welcome to my world.
And good old honky-tonk music.
I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. I love to give the girls a...
So join me every Friday night and just let your hair down for a couple of hours here on Liberty Lounge.
Jones arose at dawn and put his hunting breeches on, then looked up at his shotgun on the wall. He made his mind up then and there to bag himself there at shooting, he had plenty on the ball. He milked the cow and fed the hog, then kissed his wife, called the dog, picked up his gun and started on his quest. He crossed the creek and hit the trees, threw back his head and sniffed the breeze, let out a yell and pounded on his chest.
Here comes Elmer, Elmer's got his gun. Here comes Elmer, run, bear, run.
He hunted all the morning through, but not a bear came into view while Elmer's thoughts were on the kitchen range. For he was sick as he could be of lamb and chicken fricassee and craved a mess of bear meat for a change. Poor Elmer's mind was in a fog. He paused and sat down on a log, get his tackle lid back in the groove. Heard a noise, and standing there before him was a grizzly bear, and figured it was time he made his move.
Here comes Elmer, Elmer's got his gun. Here comes Elmer, run, bear, run.
He grabbed his gun and turned around, but Mr. Bear just stood his ground, and Elmer said, it's either me or thou. The gun refused to go, and so he knew that somebody had to go, and said, farewell, I'm leaving as of now. Elmer's shoulders sprouted wings, his feet developed inner springs. To linger longer, he was disinclined. He ran so fast through muck and mire, his ankles set his socks afire. Still that bear kept coming on behind.
Here comes Elmer, Elmer's got his gun. Here comes Elmer, run, bear, run.
A deer with antler 8 feet wide got in the way of Elmer's stride as both of them went heading for the brush. Elmer's... Now listen, son, if that's the fastest you can run, move over, because I'm really in a rush. The bear was gaining inch by inch and finally reached out for the clinch as Elmer saw the fence around his place. He leaped the fence and landed hard, jumped 60 feet across the yard and slammed the kitchen door in Bruin's face.
Here comes Elmer, Elmer's got his gun. Here comes Elmer, run, bear, run.
The bear was trying to get inside while Elmer sought a place to hide, and Mrs. Jones began to pull her hair. She said, this fuss has got to stop. Why don't you let that matter drop? And Elmer said, honey, you go tell that to the bear. Then Elmer's wife said, listen, goon, how come you think you're Daniel Boone, whose appetite on bear meat used to thrive? He said, I'm sure that you're aware that Daniel always killed his bear, but honey, I done brought this baby home alive.
Here comes Elmer. Elmer's got his gun. Here comes Elmer, run, bear, run.
Welcome back to another segment of The Shooting Bench, right here on the Survival Circle Radio Network.
And here we are. We're back already. Let me check the chat room, see if anybody's still hanging in there. Okay, T-Bone, you do that, and I will get on there tonight for sure and check it out. What T-Bone's talking about was there's a group on Facebook that advertises itself as gunsmithing and armorers and stuff like that. Well, that's cool. I'd get on there. I decline a lot of invites to groups, a whole lot, because every one of them are all the same. They just have different names. They still get into the same politics and stuff, which is fine because I do too. But I don't need to belong to all these groups that do this. When I go and look at these groups, every single one of them posts the same crap, different people. So if you're going to say that you're a gunsmithing group, by damn, talk about gunsmithing. If it's political, it needs to involve, you know, Second Amendment issues or something like that that may affect gunsmithing. I don't want to know what your cat had for breakfast. I don't want to know about Trump rallies, and I've got plenty of that going on in other places. And I have kicked more than one person. I've got that group called Dying is Not an Option. It is dedicated strictly to training. And when people start posting other stuff, I delete it and I send them a message. I say, you know, I'm not mad at you. I don't mind you said, you know, post it on one of my other pages. But this one is devoted to training. And then when people come here, that's by damn what we're going to see and talk about. So I, that group started doing the same thing everybody else did. And I lasted about, you know, a couple of weeks on there and left. Well, Tebow has been invited to be an admin there, which is a good thing. And Tebow and some other guy, I don't know who it is, and they have made it clear that if they're going to be doing admin work, that we're going to keep this strictly gunsmith and armor. It's okay. I'll come back. I know you'll do what you say, so I'll be right there. So after the show, I will drop over there and get back in there again. I'm all for it. Let's see. Mountain Shooter says, in summer you get off at 6, the winter 4:30, and you listen to podcasts. So, now what podcast do you listen to, Mountain Shooter? You're live. You're on here live all the time, so I don't know what you talk about, my podcast or other ones. But anyway, we got a couple of answers there as far as, changing times and changing formats and messing around here a little bit with the show. So the rest of you, let me know. It'll probably be a few days before I get some answers from the podcast people. So we'll find out then. Let me know what you think. You know, I don't know how many of these stories, and I don't even know why I'm talking about this story now, because there's just so many of them. I'm reminded, every time I see a story like this, I'm reminded of one that happened in Cuba, New Mexico, back when I was on AM radio. And very, very similar to this, except the attacker, the home invasion deal, the attacker was the couple's grandson, and beat them both till they couldn't hardly walk. I mean, that poor old lady's face looked like hamburger. He just beat her all to hell. And because they wouldn't give him the keys to the truck. Now, something is amiss here when a grandson will do that to his grandparents because he can't have the keys to the truck. And of course, you know, I'm sure that drugs or some other factors were involved. But there's another one here, a 70-year-old man. They may never walk again after a home invasion. And this happened it'd come out of the little town called Texas City. It's right south of Houston down there. And his thing was, he went and answered the door, and he shouldn't have. If you don't know those people, hold on just a second here. Stand by a minute. All right, I'm back. If you don't have a window that you can see out of, or a peephole or something, don't answer it. But he opened the door, and they said they were trying to sell some insurance, and he declined, and they busted in, pushed the door open, and beat him within an inch of his life. Broke his neck. He may or may not be able to be healed. At this point in time, it looks as if he will never walk again. 70 years old, and these punks, I just wish that more of these would break into places that were prepared and had guns, and they just blew them away. It's just that simple. People say, oh, and they may mean it, you know, but I don't. I can't say that, I don't wish anybody harm. By damn, I do. When people do something like this, I do wish them harm. I wish them death is what I wish. These people should be eliminated. And I don't mean making the taxpayers feed them and clothe them and doctor them and everything in jail. I mean, string them up. When it is proven beyond a reasonable doubt that they have done something like this, then, sitting in jail for 25 years, appeal after appeal after appeal, that doesn't cut it. I'm good. I'm way good with one, maybe two appeals, and then we're done. You know, if we come up with the same answer every time, then get a rope. That easy. Tebow would like to see us drop back an hour. I figured he would, being out there on the East Coast. Figured Pumpkin Cat would be in tonight, but she hadn't dropped in here yet. So we've got a couple of votes that don't care either way and one for dropping back. So we'll add that to the poll answers and see what happens. All right. Another bad story here. This two paratroopers just happened today with the who was it? I saw it here earlier. Yeah, the 505th Parachute Infantry Regiment. It's part of the 82nd Airborne. But two of these guys were killed after they were attacked by a Iraqi army guy inside of a building here. Let me rephrase that. The Afghan soldier that was inside there was on their side on, you know, guard duty or whatever he was doing. I've always been able to give a group of people, you know, whether it's, you know, anything from Black Panthers to whatever, a little bit of benefit of the doubt in some way. But, you know, it's hard to take an entire grade. It's really difficult for me because, you know, you hear that there are good Muslims. You hear that there are some out there that, I've known a few people that have been to over the sandbox, some of them for quite a while. One of them that was, over there in the Army and then went back as a contractor and was there quite a while and had a lot of friends and whatnot. But he says, you know, I don't care what anybody says. He says at any given time, however friendly and however well-trained and however trusted these people are, that they can revert back to their upbringing and they don't snap. They just do what they were trained to do. It's not that they've gone crazy at the last minute. It's just that they've reverted back to the way they were trained at the last minute. So I don't know. In the common circles on Facebook and every place else, you'll find more people that will say all of them are all the same. I don't know. I really don't. I will say that the ones that have converted to Christianity, they probably can be trusted because they have put their life on the line simply by denouncing Allah and doing their thing, you know, and coming over to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's a very, very dangerous thing for a Muslim to do. So if they're willing to take that risk, I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt. But, we had the thing in the Fort Hood shooter. You know, this guy was a major. He'd been in the United States Army for a while. And was, you know, trusted with intel and you know, the whole nine yards. And look what he did. So I don't know. I struggle with that all the time. All the time I think about it. Okay. Well, let's see. What else we got here? All right. I think we've just about got it wrapped up here. A little bit early, but that's okay. We have had, I may be reporting some bad fire. You know, there's a fire west of Sholo right now. Southwest, I guess it is, has grown to over 2,000 acres. Been going for a few days, and they're, you know, they kind of keep it from spreading very fast, but it is still spreading. We had severe lightning and thunder and rain this afternoon. The typical, you know, monsoon season that we have every year. I'm going to be real surprised if we don't get up in the morning and see that there's another fire around here locally somewhere. They evacuated a bunch of people out of Flagstaff, Arizona, a couple of weeks ago. Big fire up there north of Flagstaff. There's fires all over Arizona right now, so I'm hoping that we will get through this season here without too much, at least around here. Too late for a lot of places, but we've been pretty lucky. We had one about 10 miles from here to the east side of us. Never did get real big, but it took them a little while to get it put out. And then we've got this one going on now over on the other side of town. So I'll let you know. At this point, it looks like Liberty Lounge is going to be a happening thing this Friday. The following Friday, now I don't remember. I'll have to look at my calendar now. I forgot. But this Friday, we should be good. There's some stuff going on in Vernon locally here. They have a, you know, Vernon's an awful little town for any of you that have ever been in this part of the country. But awful little. Like, there's no stores, no gas stations, no nothing. About three churches and park and all that. But the people that live here are in a group all by themselves. There's some of the best people I guess I've ever known live right here in Vernon, in this area. And they're all about, you know, service and helping people and everything. Just a great bunch of people around here. So I've enjoyed living here and have no immediate intentions to go anywhere else anytime soon. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So if everything goes according to plan, and it should, I will see you all Friday night for Liberty Lounge. And I'm glad you joined me tonight for the Shooting Bench. Good night.
Well, that wraps up another edition of the Shooting Bench. Join me Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, and again on Fridays from 7 to 10 for the Shooting Bench. Good night, and thanks for joining me.
No reconciliation, no left-sided over number I can call. Goodbye says it all.